Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Swap Meet Podcast. My name is Danny O'Hanlon.
My name's Niall McCann.
But we're not really swapping anything this week, Niall.
No.
Because there's a guest on the podcast this week. Do you want to introduce yourself, Virgil?
Spoilers. I knocked down the special guest on the way. So
last minute replacement.
I dropped him off at the hospital and I ended up here.
Poor Iggy.
Iggy is in traction as we speak. My name's Fergal Quigley. I'm a friend.
You're an alcoholic.
And I was, it's been 2 years since my last confession.
Fergal works with me. And he has this weird fucking hobby. So he has a couple of weird hobbies. So naturally, when I thought weird,
special interest,
just not tell anybody and end the podcast.
Yeah.
Fergal makes guitars.
So
I'm looking, even as I'm speaking into the mic, I'm looking at a fucking guitar on the floor, a big fucking bass guitar.
No, yeah, you're looking at a bass guitar Fergal built, but also one that he, you know, plays in a band and plays weddings and stuff with guitars he made himself, which is, I think that's one too many skills for a man to have, actually.
It's
I think you should relinquish one of those skills.
That's real sweat that's on that bass from last night.
All right.
And that's after the gig.
I thought somebody spilled curry on it.
No, that's a pizza.
They do a taco pizza in one of the places in town, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
That's grotesque.
No, it's a kebab pizza.
Kebab fucking pizza. That's a fusion gone wrong.
I don't think lamb should come into contact with a pizza.
No, lamb and cheese is just...
when you say it like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's not on, really.
But
we had this conversation at work about something that sounds good in theory, but it's not very good at all.
Power ballad.
I like both of those things in isolation.
A sausage and cheese sandwich.
Is that not good? No.
It's not good.
And you know what? In my mind, I imagine it is. So
yeah.
But it's not.
When
it's
you eat it, and instantly it feels like your tongue is swelling up. You know that weird kind of feeling?
Sure? Did you only make this once?
No.
There might have been something else in there.
No, I went back multiple times.
Oh, I lived close in the States. I lived close to a fried chicken place that on three separate but consecutive occasions, gave me the shits. After the third time, I was like, this can't be a coincidence.
Well, the first time, yeah, you're like, well, could be anything, really. Like, you know,
yeah,
it might be the, you know, coffee, fuck knows. Like, you know, then the second time, you're like, I'm still going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Third time, fuck you, chicken place.
That is exactly how it went down.
The George Bush, was it? Fool me twice.
you can't get fooled again.
Well, this happened to a singer last night.
What happened? He had the shits.
He went out. He'll really appreciate this. He went out for
Does he
work.
Want to be identified?
No, I won't identify him.
He went just out the on a singer walk. In your band?
Yeah.
What's that band called?
I'm not giving you any more information.
Okay.
He went out and for a work meal, and they all went to a Chinese restaurant.
Mm.
And like three or four of them got the beef. And then they all, are you okay the next morning? No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he have to do
it
a
happens.
Gig in the throes of all that then?
Yeah. He ate half wheaten bread loaf on the way to the gig.
That'd be good.
To tighten himself up.
Would that tighten you up?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah, that's... is that not a loosener, if anything?
That's we went into the whole brand conversation and how it works for some people and not for us.
It's not all glamour in rock and roll. Sometimes it's conversations about brand.
By Jesus, not. Apparently.
So
even rock and rollers get constipated.
Yeah, yeah.
These are just having the opposite problem.
It's related.
So, I mean, was he alright? Was he able to...
All
that pressure on the diaphragm, it all went okay. Like,
yeah, we got some flat 7 up into him.
Very good.
Yeah,
I bought
the Irish cure all.
I bought Lucozade. I fucked myself over during the week. Wednesday night, I reheated some turkey. They say you shouldn't do that with white meat.
Really?
Yeah. Did you ever hear that?
No. Oh, what with turkey? What? Like, what was the dish?
It was turkey.
Just like turkey, like carved turkey.
Well, no, it was turkey breasts.
Okay.
But with peppers. I don't normally do it with the turkey. It's not as nice as with chicken.
I've often reheated chicken.
So have I, Fergal. But every time I've done it, I've gotten away with it until Wednesday night.
And they say you shouldn't
Yeah, chicken, pork, turkey, anything. You shouldn't do that. Shouldn't reheat. It's very bad. Salmonella, yeah. Can be very dangerous.
So it's only kind of... Someone told me that rice is really bad.
What? Really? Rice?
Yeah, yeah. It's ever like fry leftover rice and it's usually grand? Delicious. Yeah. Delicious. That's the word I was looking for. Not usually grand.
Well, I was talking to a cook and they said rice is the worst thing. In a professional kitchen, it is one of the things that the, what do you call it? Health inspectors won't tolerate you reheating.
Rice?
Yeah.
That's mental. So they use fresh rice when they're doing fried rice?
I don't know.
I read somewhere that
fried rice. Maybe
you're supposed to use cold rice at the least for fried rice, aren't you? Because fry hot rice, it gets all...
It goes mushy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I tried it and that happened.
If you're at home, it's not the worst sin ever. Like, you know, but yeah.
Spicy wok semolina then. So.
Spicy wok ambrosia.
Devin knows it's so spicy.
It is so... listen, come here. Listen, Fergal.
Yeah, we didn't take you here to talk about reheating rice.
It's a good tip, though. It's a good tip. All the listeners will know. In fact, how many of them are going to start building a guitar? But they might think, I'll fry some rice.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually, yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola always has a recipe in his films.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even if you hate the film, you get a good recipe.
And someone gave him one on the set of The Godfather. The guy, there's a bit in The Godfather where fucking, you know, big Vinnie Marino or whoever the fuck it is like cooking something.
Joey Two Hands.
Yeah. But in the script, he had like brown the meat, and this guy on the set was like, gangsters don't brown, they fry.
Fry sausage. Yeah. Anyway, yes, let's get to it. So Fergal, why build a guitar then?
Why?
Yeah. How did this come about?
I was...
explain yourself, Fergal.
I was...
very lonely.
I don't know. I was young and...
I wanted a tree to die.
I wanted a denim jacket and an electric guitar and to become Bryan Adams. Super cool rock star.
The Groover himself.
Simpler times.
To be fair, I think Bryan Adams is too renaissance. When you listen back to some of that stuff, it's actually all right.
Has he gone away?
Well, I mean...
Is it just you music heads that dislike him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. But if you listen to...
He's fucking kicking himself.
Recently, Ryan Adams did a version of Run To You, and it was actually pretty good. So I went back and listened to like the original, and then I let the thing play on into Can't Stop This Thing We Started and
Can't Stop This Thing We Started.
And I was like, those songs are actually not bad. It's not like Bon Jovi level of shittiness. Like, you know, it's good, honest rock.
Old Bon Jovi
excuse me?
Is good.
Something I really don't like in his face. That lad.
Yeah, John Bon Jovi.
Do you know he was working? He used to work as a sort of a cleaner or a janitor or whatever in studios, and he was working in the studio the night that Under Pressure was recorded. Freddie Mercury and David Bowie. Yeah.
Both of them gone now.
Empty in ashtrays while they're doing.
They're under pressure in heaven now.
I don't think that's how heaven works.
It's ironic, all right, Danny. I'm not saying it's not ironic.
He's in there with a dictaphone stealing hooks.
Yeah.
You should have used a few of them, shouldn't he?
One of them said, like, are we nearly done with this session? Halfway there.
Were they Bad Medicine?
Yeah. No, is that not Def Leppard? Or is that Bon Jovi?
That's Bon Jovi. And then, what do you call the other one? They have another one.
Bad Medicine. It's good. And
it's one of the older.
Is it Dead or Alive?
No. Little Runaway? Something?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was Del Shannon.
It's got this cool, like, yeah.
That was a joke.
Piano.
Didn't go down well.
But I mean, sorry. Del Shannon also has a song called Runaway.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Alright.
I didn't think he was actually confusing Bon Jovi and Del Shannon.
Okay.
I don't
All right, so Fergal, we were speaking about the first time you decided you were going to build a guitar.
Yeah,
Did you make the denim jacket as well, just out of curiosity?
No, I
so you have Taylor on that list as well.
I got a summer job to buy an electric guitar.
Nice one.
And I bought an electric guitar. Just just a over the way. So I did.
Okay.
Thomas Keese.
Oh yeah. Gone now.
Gone now. And I brought it home and I was looking through some magazines.
Sorry. It is gone. No, I was reminiscing.
Oh, so judgmental.
In the meantime.
No, that's not what I was saying. I was like getting wistful.
All right, okay. Sorry. Wistful. Fergal. So, Fergal, tell us about the first time you bought an electric guitar and coasters. Yes,
and in the meantime, I got a cassette tape of a guy with Slayer on it.
Right.
And I was like, this guitar doesn't look evil enough.
Okay.
All right. And, no, I was like, I was like, I bet I could build a better guitar than the one I bought. And I took it all apart and I meticulously measured all the parts
of it. Did you have any kind of, as a kid, were you the kind of kid that messed about with, like, I don't know, fixing radios or something? Like, what, like, made you think, oh yeah, I'll just take the whole thing apart that I'm after spending a fortune on and somehow I'll know how to put it back together?
I started like a kind of a joinery shop job when I was quite young. I was 13.
Okay. Okay.
So I knew a bit of woodwork and I suppose I did take stuff apart. I constantly took bicycles apart and stuff.
So, okay, so that's like a that's in your brain already.
The music,
like,
of exercise machines. Okay. Or something. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Broken analogy.
It feels like a bicycle, taking apart a bicycle and building a guitar are two different levels of effort.
Anyway.
And expertise and skill.
Well, I took it apart and I had all the measurements because I needed to know the, like, the neck and stuff. But there's loads of stuff I know now that I didn't know that. I just didn't.
We'd hope that you'd.
I just didn't instantly know this. I just didn't wake up like an apple hit me on the head and I broke off.
Guitar
in your room.
How did that happen?
Okay.
I drew loads of designs and I hid them under my bed.
Why did you hide them?
I thought if I told someone I was going to make a guitar, they'd be laughing at me.
Like Jim Royle.
Yeah, really. Like,
that is really funny when Anthony says he's in a band or managing a band.
It's Brian Epstein!
Just like no consideration to that young man's feelings whatsoever.
That is true.
It's brilliant. Anyway.
Brilliant.
Yeah, no, but my cousin, who is... He's good. He's a bit older, and he's like a really good maker of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He makes furniture.
It's quite
stuff
a general
job.
Yeah, like, all the stuff you're talking about though is like you're saying you worked at a joinery, and then there's bikes, and then your cousin's into woodwork. That's all like the sort of outside of it. I mean, what about the guts of the thing, like the wires and stuff?
There's actually very few wires in it.
Isn't it just like a couple of magnets in it?
This was pre-us... Well, it wasn't pre-internet age, but it was pre-us having internet age.
Same thing, man.
My aunt had, like, a dial-up connection, and I would... I used to cycle over to her house and look up stuff and print it off. So I found out, like, wiring
like
schematics.
The guy in our class who was the first one to get the internet, I used to ask him to get me tab. Like guitar tab. I used to ask him, can you get me the tab to like Bring It On Down, you know, or whatever, like by Oasis. Like, and he would print out the tab at home and take it into crazy.
I still have like a ring bound folder with Polly Pockets in it, and it's loads of printed out tab from my aunt's computer. She had a printer as well. So. I didn't hand write it from it. I have done that before.
Yeah, no, so have I.
Done that at work.
But I went, and then there was loads of like dumb stuff I did because
like what?
I couldn't Google it.
First mistake. Give
first
us an
mistake
example. First
was
mistake.
Taking
apart the guitar.
No, not taking apart. Yeah, first mistake. But first mistake was see the scale length. So
how could you possibly get that?
The length from the nut to the bridge.
Yeah.
And then the 12th fret is supposed to be exactly halfway.
Okay.
And like, it's pretty simple, but then there's like
what do you mean it's pretty, wait, no, hold on.
Rewind.
What do you mean it's pretty simple?
Well, you see, like, the 12th fret is
this
yeah.
one. And it's halfway between the little black thing that the strings sit on.
Yeah, Fergal, no, I got Fergal's that.
Pointing
I got
at
that.
A guitar at the minute. That's why he sounds further away.
It wasn't that I didn't understand what you were saying. I was following it, and then you went, "It's pretty simple." I'm like, wait, what? That's not true.
Well, it's just...
How can you know that? How can you know what the distance is?
We're going to put some pictures up on our... I don't know if anyone even knows we have an Instagram page, but I'm going to put some pictures up of these guitars on Instagram so you can look along. It's a special look-along episode of Swap Meet.
It wouldn't be a high-value Instagram following. Like,
no, it's all like...
Definitely following these guys.
Angel Olsen follows
months.
Us.
What?
Angel Olsen follows the Swap Meet Instagram
Fuck off.
Page. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Oh my god, were we nice about her?
Yeah.
Were we?
I'm pretty sure we were, yeah.
I'm gonna have to go back and have a listen.
Well, there's a big difference between clicking follow back on a fucking Instagram page than listening to a 2-hour podcast, which I'm sure she did not do.
Listen to me. If somebody launched a podcast and one episode they were discussing me, I would definitely listen to that episode.
Yeah, but you would be thinking, what are they talking about? Like, you know, whereas she knows, oh, someone reviewed my album. I'll probably not listen to that in case they were mean.
Which we could have been.
But we weren't.
I don't think we were. I have quite fond memories of Angel Olsen.
I've listened to you. I'm pretty sure you were mean. And I haven't.
Why don't you fuck off back to your Australian podcasters then, Fergal?
I'll bring all my guitars with me. Anyway, there's like...
That was a reference to the fact that Fergal does like art for the Weekly Planet podcast. Which is a very good podcast.
Far too many abilities. I'm sorry. This is like... What's that word? Is it EGOT or something of all the people?
Yeah.
Well, a polyglot is someone who can speak lots of, I don't know.
But an EGOT is like an awards thing, isn't it? A Tony, an Oscar, a
It's
Grammy.
An Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Is that what it
EGOT.
Is? EGOT. Why did I throw Grammy in there? Because actors
Grammy.
Aren't winning Grammys, are they?
Grammy.
Is Grammy in there?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Who are the EGOTs?
Composers.
But who is one?
I can't remember. There was a whole storyline.
Is there an Egypt? You get like an Irish television and film award. It's an Egypt.
There's actually a load of them. There's a load of them, but they're all composers because they're the only ones that kind of whose work gets thrown across.
I wonder. Zimmer.
Is he one?
But are there any actors composers? I know Jason Schwartzman has written scores.
Jason Schwartzman?
Yeah, he's written...
From fucking I Heart Huckabees, that guy?
Yeah, I think so. Was he in that film?
It might have been one of those other people who I get confused with. There's a batch of those sort of millennials, sort of... Dreer boxes.
The guy from
a Dreer away.
Who actually, I can't believe I said that. You're right, I probably was mean about her. I like that guy. I like that guy. And I call
him
I believe you
called her a Dreer box.
A Dreer box. Even anyway. Made something up just to be mean.
I'm sure yeah. I didn't make that up. That's a thing, isn't it?
So, no. this bass that we've got here at the moment, like, that does not look like a bass that a person made. That looks like an artisan bass.
It is really
quite
incredible.
Which, when I think about it, is a bass that a person made. But it looks fucking... It looks like he spent, like, $3,000 on this bass.
It is an incredible-looking bass.
But, you know, I just... I suppose when you look at stuff like that, like guitars, like, the handmade ones, if you look at, like, very expensive basses that are made, like, wall...
Yeah,
it's just a guy in a shed, like, you know. I have a shed.
Yeah, but
I'm a guy.
But that I don't understand that. I don't understand that, fella.
The information is readily available on the internet.
Yeah, but you already said you're at this pre-internet.
Yeah, so I've lots of crap ones, and then we got the internet.
Do you build any acoustic instruments? The two guitars you have with you are both electric guitars. Do you build acoustic?
No, you need real skills to make acoustic guitars.
Fergal, it's just a guy in a shed.
Yeah, the information is readily available.
I don't have a steaming iron.
Do you need that?
You need You need these extra tools, and you need to, like, I don't have as much interest in playing acoustic guitar.
Fergal, that's hollow.
Yeah,
halfway there.
Yeah, but
living on a prayer.
That was the other one.
Living on a prayer.
Living on a prayer. Bon Jovi song.
Played it last night.
What do you do for that? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We used to, our guitarist used to take this talk box and he'd set it all up and everything for one song.
And would he have one of those tubes in his mouth and the whole lot? They can electrocute you. No one told fucking Peter Frampton that.
Oh, but that's only if it completely fills up with spit. And you make a connection to the amp inside the talk box with a spit.
What is a talk box?
Do you know the thing on the Living on a Prayer, the intro, it kind of goes, whoa,
okay. Yeah. Not really.
It's a tube.
I don't really.
It's a tube.
You ever hear a guy, Homer Simpson, that guy can make his guitar talk. You know when
you must have said,
Was that?
It was Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton. And do you know who uses it really tastefully as well is, what do you call him, Jeff Beck.
Does Jeff Beck use
talk box? Really tasteful. It's something that you can really untastefully use.
Tasteful. Yeah. Peter Frampton used to use it a lot. It's literally a tube.
Jeff Beck tasteful.
I thought I was going to get a rise. It didn't happen.
It's a tube you put in your mouth. It's like a tube in the side of your mouth, right? And you have it. And it manipulates your guitar with your voice.
No, you see.
That's fucked up.
Your guitar goes into a small amp, right?
Yeah.
And the amp is a box on the ground. Right. And they get incredibly hot and they can go on fire and stuff. Because it's an amp.
It electrocute you. Set you on fire. Why do people use these things?
It sounds cool. but it sends the...
Rock and roll!
No, it sends the sound of the guitar up a plastic tube that you have, like, usually duct taped to the side of a mic stand. You put the plastic tube in your mouth and then the sound of the guitar in your mouth, like... The cavity of your mouth is like makes it sound weird, and then you
no shit it does. No, I would say that.
No, but there's a microphone as well. I'm explaining this really badly.
Much better than I did. I just said it's a tube that you use to manipulate your guitar.
You see, the guitar goes into the amp, it comes up the tube, then you talk into the microphone, and then that goes out through. Like, the sound of it doesn't come through your amp, but you put it through the PA.
Are you building one, Fergal?
No.
Are you building a snot box? What is it?
What is it called?
A talk box.
A snot box. That's a different thing.
You have that. Slash used one in different.
Oh, people. From.
Yeah.
From Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Velvet Revolver fame. Slash. He was in something else, I think.
What am I thinking? What were we talking about?
We were talking about talk boxes.
Have we gone on the Bon Jovi?
Living on a prayer.
Yeah, anyway. He used to set up... I digress. He used to set up this whole talk box setup.
Just to do one song. Oh yeah, so how do you do it now? He uses...
Then he used a whammy pedal. You know the thing that Tom Morello uses?
The octave thing.
Yeah, okay. And he stopped taking it because they are so notorious for breaking. So now he just goes, wah, wah. Wah. He just uses a wah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he just, wah, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, no, he just uses wah and it's...
You get that guy from Police Academy.
Yeah, we have him.
He's all the time in RD.
We have him in a flight case.
Were we talking about that before we started recording?
Oh, I don't know. Was that after?
So it's not a callback. Listen, folks, if we hadn't mentioned him earlier on in the episode, we were talking about him before, Michael Winslow. So now you know that was really fucking funny. Really funny.
Cue laughter.
All over the nation.
And that's how they made Bon Jovi.
I love... Do you remember the episode of 30 Rock with Bon Jovi in it where Jack's paying him to be the resident artist?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But really, Jack's just using it so that he'll come up. Jack's just using it so he's making him come up to Jack while Jack's talking to beautiful women so Jack can tell him to fuck off. He's talking to somebody more important.
That's something that, comedian that died a couple of months ago, Don Rickles. Apparently, Don Rickles and Frank Sinatra were big mates, and he said, "Hey, Frank, sitting over this table over here, I'm on a date, and if you could come over and say hello and, you know, let this woman know that you know me, I think it would go really well for me," whatever. And Frank Sinatra came over and said, "Hey, Don, how are things?" And Don Rickles just went, "Frank, I'm trying to eat."
Oh, they stole that joke then.
So, I think that's a pretty well-known showbiz.
Okay, fair play.
I think Don Rickles has told it on every talk show ever.
We never talked about this Dave Allen thing that's happening.
Oh, do you know Dave Allen, Fergal, the comedian?
I do not.
An Irish comedian. They're making a
super funny. I wish I could swap places with you, Farrell.
Brilliant stuff. First time look him up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Where does he hail from?
I think he's a sort of well-to-do Dublin family. His dad like wrote for the Irish Times. Mate, like apparently Flann O'Brien was always in the house.
Yeah.
It's one of these kind of things. But the lad from Game of Thrones is playing him in a TV show.
Aidan Gillen, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he looked a bit camp or something.
But it was a still. I would reserve judgment. Like, but
oh, I'll watch it.
When I saw it, I was like, fuck. I was like, why are they making a TV show with an actor playing Dave Allen? Like, what did he do? And it's some kind of controversy. He said fuck on telly, which is ironic now that the lad from Game of Thrones is going to, don't they swear up a storm?
They actually fuck on telly.
Yeah. It's not even a word.
Yeah. Anyway, Fergie, you should check out Dave Allen.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
They're making a show about him, so he's like a well-established.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. Oh, he's dead, right.
He was super huge. That's
super established.
He was big on
the he's not going to get more established now. Like.
He had his own show on the BBC, and he would literally it was half an hour a week, and it was part stand-up in the studio, and then it was sketches, but it's brilliant.
We have
brilliant
to get a picture. Stuff. I'd say I know this guy.
You probably didn't know the sea.
I didn't. I was like 28 or 29 before I even heard he existed. You couldn't talk about him in Ireland because he sort of made jokes about the church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's super cool though.
Yeah, it's really funny stuff.
Very, very funny.
Worth a look.
And he's not like
and what's this show going to be?
Actor playing him. People say probably. Biopic. I thought biopic. It was biopic.
I would have said biopic.
But that sounds like a thing a doctor has around his neck. Like, you know, get the biopic and just check your biopic. Pulse.
And Jago.
Bend over.
Nurse!
The biopic's slipping out.
The biopic.
I can see your whole life.
Yeah. Okay, listen. So, Fergal, you went to your auntie's, you built a guitar. The 12th fret is exactly equidistant between the bridge and the, what do you call it?
Yeah, the bridge and the nut.
Okay.
Yeah. But the first one I built, I got a neck.
Yeah.
I didn't build a neck.
Oh, okay.
So you did some neck even to start building the guitar.
Yeah, you're on this thing under false pretenses then. Pretenses? Pretenses.
You got a neck, a ready-made neck.
I got a ready-made neck.
Where did you get the neck from?
It was hanging up in Comiskey's music shop for about 35 years. And he's like, you want that thing? And I was like, yeah.
I'm sure that guy was just like, give me a tenner, it's yours.
It was
like
a real old replacement neck for like a 60s or a 60s or 70s Strat. And it had the big, Fender headstock, you know. It was pre-lawsuit stuff or whatever, so it was really old.
So it would make your guitar look like a Fender then? Did it
I cut the headstock. I just chopped that straight off.
There's a thought process here that I cannot follow.
A Fender headstock did not suit my super angular heavy metal guitars.
Okay, but listen to me. If you just bought it, how did you make sure the 12th fret was exactly halfway between
the
bridge and the nut?
I didn't. I didn't know all this stuff, and I measured from the last fret to the bridge on my guitar that I bought with my summer job money.
Okay.
And I matched it on the one I built, not realizing that the scale length of the neck was different on a Gibson-style guitar to, say, a Fender-style guitar.
Yeah.
But this is just stuff I learned later on. Now I make everything. So,
how do you make it?
I just a guy in a shed.
I just realized I'm so out of my depth here. I can't even ask a proper question.
Well, it's
if you put like a lid in front of me, might be the best idea I could have.
You see, that's the thing. A lot of it looks like it's done with machines and stuff, and you have to. A lot of it's done. You do it by hand, you know. Oh.
And do you sell these guitars, or do you, just for your own use?
I don't.
I have no sense. The Fergal Quigley story.
I'm a cat lady of guitar builders. yeah, I just amassed them until.
It's a good name for your band, actually, Cat Lady.
Yeah, Cat Lady.
Cat Lady would be good.
That's on record. Nobody take that. What was I saying?
You use your hand.
Well, yeah, listen. You see, when I'm going to reach down to show them.
Lift it out.
The back of the neck, like you have to carve it up by hand. You know what I mean?
Why? How?
See those. I'm showing them the neck of the bass, and this is a neck through body.
Yeah.
So it's the same pieces of wood from the very tip top that are here.
Yeah.
And some people say that has resonance and stuff because the string, and I've also put the strings through the body. So
yeah,
the string is attached to the same piece of wood here as it is. That the machine head is, so
okay.
You know, so the vibrations are going the whole way. Some people say this guitar saying stuff is hokum and it's bullshit, but it looks cool.
It does look cool in fairness. That is a cool looking guitar.
But this, I cut out these 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 pieces in it. I just realized it.
5 pieces of what?
I glued those together in a big long. They call it a billet. That's the fancy name.
Right.
Then I put it under my bed.
Right.
And I said some prayers.
Okay.
And
a guitar came out.
A guitar came out 9 months later.
Had consensual sex with another guitar.
With a billet.
Wow. I glued it together and... you know, there's little things you do. See the two darker strips. That's walnut. So if you look,
and what's the middle one?
Maple. So okay. It's maple and walnut. But if you see, that was one piece of walnut, but I split it up the middle, and then you put it opposite way, so there's opposite but equal tension on it. So it won't.
Fergal.
This is all wood construction stuff you learn when you're doing your apprenticeship as a carpenter. Okay. I'm a carpenter also, so you learn this. You can apply like basic.
But Fergal, when you say this billet, you made this billet.
Yeah.
Is that like a block of wood? A square block of wood?
It was just a big square block of wood, and then you just slap 2 wings on it and a few strings, and away you go.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah, there's a couple of little steps. There's a couple of little steps.
This thing looks like fucking a member of. Fucking Steely Dan should be playing it.
Okay, hold on now. You have a solid block of wood.
Yeah, that's 5
maple
strips.
And walnut.
Yeah, maple and walnut. Yeah, yeah.
And so, then what happens?
I do like full size, like a kind of a technical drawing. You know, like you would have done when you were at school.
Okay.
I do a full.
I was very academic, Fergal. Yeah. Very academic,
and
artistic.
I was just very lazy. So.
I was a Dallas solid student. It was an academic school. We didn't know practical subjects.
Good stuff.
I hated it.
So what? So what do you do then with this block of wood?
I have like 2 sheets of paper, and the most important part, the dimensions to get right, is the neck and the relationship between the neck and the bridge. So. Like, this is all just fancies, you know, this thing.
And fancy it is.
But, it is fancy.
But, so I draw this out, and then, where, I don't even know what I did. I
Jesus Christ.
Masterclass.
No, because some of these I build them differently, and then if I've got a child now, so I forget this stuff.
Yeah, she hasn't slept in 2 years.
Yeah, no, what do you call it? Yeah. So these aren't taper strips. Like, you can get super fancy, like, but the use CNC machines.
What's a CNC machine?
Like a computer-guided
missile. All right, okay.
It's a computer-operated lathe.
Okay.
And they would have these, like, the big companies and stuff.
Okay.
So when you buy a Gibson guitar and everything, it's practically nothing is done by hands. Like, it's probably fretted when they fret it, they have this thing that they put in and it crowns the frets and everything. Now they don't even do any of that by hand.
What's the crown?
So what volume is there in having it? Sorry, no.
No, sorry, go
on. I was just going to say, what value is there then in having a Les Paul or whatever these days if it's all like just...
If you ask me, none.
Luckily, I did ask you.
No, that's...
Well, if you ask me, Danny. Yes. Yes, that's what I did.
So, but you built, like, you... And so, you play weddings and stuff. You play in a band. Yeah. With a bass you fucking made. Built yourself.
Yeah, I know. It's like... So if I do something wrong, I'm going to say the bass malfunction.
Honestly, like, I not as much recently, but I was a gigging musician as well. And honestly, if I plugged it in and any kind of a sound came out of it, I was like, happy enough, let's go. Like, you know, I'm not someone who gave an awful lot of thought to the mechanics of a guitar or what made one neck better than another or anything like that. But like, it must feel really good to be up there with a bass you fucking built yourself. Putting like food on the table with this thing, you know.
No, I suppose I was really naive, as we all are when we're younger. Yeah, and I thought I was
pretty clued in to start.
I thought when I was really young, it's been 6 months and I'm not really picking this guitar thing up that well. I know if I build one. I know all the inner workings of the guitar and I will be a master.
Well,
I'll be like a Thomas Edison using a telephone. I'll be a master of the telephone or something.
Well, just because he invented the telephone didn't make him a good conversationalist, though.
Yeah, but he really knew. He really dialed it in, though.
Was he?
Oh, he was a bit of a... Yeah.
Bit of a wit?
Yeah.
Your argument's not helping my story. It did not help me play the guitar to build the guitar.
Okay.
But then I found out it was more fun
to build
them than to play them.
No, it's not. That surely can't be true.
So when you're at a gig and you're playing some bass line and fucking you're, whoa, whatever, and like the crowd are going nuts, you're like, guy, I wish it was at home in my shed.
Yeah,
you know, like fucking.
Maybe that's
it. Sanding down and neck. Yeah,
but I'm sure Eric Clapton lays awake at night wishing he could live the glorious life of a carpenter.
Of a tradesman.
Yes. Oh, if only.
Well, maybe that talks to my musical ability, though.
Well, you're playing weddings and shit, man. They don't, you know, that's hard work.
I still haven't gotten a fucking answer here. How did a block of wood become
right, right.
There's loads of shit on here. The people can't see. There's fucking knobs and things on it.
Yeah, right. I take the block of wood over to my bandsaw that I built.
Oh, for sure. This is like Inception.
No, I actually have this really cool, it's like a butcher's bandsaw. Have you ever seen a bandsaw in a butcher shop?
Yeah.
They're actually...
Not in years, actually, now that you say
it. Did you go into the McCormick's and be like, that bandsaw, like, the same day you got the neck above in Comiskey's.
I know a lot of, like...
just wipe the blood off.
Different people. I know this guy, and he gets, like, machinery at auctions and stuff, and he got two butcher's bandsaws, because the guy says, you do some woodwork. You might be able to use these.
Fucking putting it mildly.
But I went up to him and he says,
"Might be able to use his butcher's equipment.
Have you any use for that? Could you cut timber with it?" And a butcher's bandsaw is the opposite way around to a woodworking one. It's left-handed.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. They're left-handed. I think it's because they're
butchers.
It was made in America.
Butchers are left-handed.
It was made in America. Maybe that's why.
Don't
drive down.
Land
your
of the free, home of the brave, accommodators of left-handed butchers.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Well, anyway, it's back.
Oh shit! Sorry, that was me.
when I get my blades made for it, I have to turn them inside out.
Okay.
Because woodworking bandsaws are the opposite. Anyway,
this is like.
No, I got this.
It's
thing.
Like you're from another planet.
I got this thing.
Do you want to plug it in and give people an idea of what it sounds like? We can talk away, but like, do you want to plug in an amp and just play like a few notes? Or does it make a difference? Or,
yeah,
it's up to you.
If you want, I don't give a fuck. Like,
we'll prove that it works. Yeah.
Yeah, let's just...
This should be,
still very
this should be a really bad time for this to stop working.
I am going to bring up something. Are these biscuits for everybody? Or are they just... Did you bring these biscuits?
Yeah, bring your own tea bags. Fergal brings his own biscuits.
And do you mind if I open these biscuits? Because they are... I'm kind of hungry.
I was always told to not go... I don't know where... Maybe you know the...
What?
where the saying comes from, but
don't show up at one arm as long as another.
Yeah,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that you need to show up laden down with things.
Yeah.
All right.
Here, give us a plug that I can plug in.
I'm going to eat this biscuit on a podcast, which is the kind of thing that would annoy me as a listener.
Yeah, but it absolutely would. I mean, you're easily annoyed, but Dan.
I am a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there a plug?
There's one here. Here, Dan, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Just pass it.
I can go to the...
Oh, is that easier?
No, there's one just there.
I'm just thinking of this not being close and not like...
Oh, you were back on audio things now. Yeah. To audio people.
I don't want to... It's a podcast, don't worry about it.
I am so sick of being the fucking...
You play non-technical
some music.
But
I'm not technical, Fergal. I'm not technical.
Well, yeah, but look, I'm technical compared to you, and then compared to Fergal, I'm like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah, left-handed bandsaw.
Yeah, no,
I don't think I can even visualize a bandsaw.
I do love that you use a butcher's bandsaw to do your woodwork, though.
Yeah, but I...
If somebody had asked me, if somebody had said, do you know for that Fergal, he uses a butcher's bandsaw to do woodwork, I would have gone, yeah, I'd imagine he does.
Fergal.
Oh my God.
Play whatever your show off bass line is, the one that you would play in the guitar shop.
That's what I'm saying, I can make them, but I can't. I don't have a show off bass line, I was listening to
Play a bass line.
I was listening to something today and I'm trying to remember it.
That sounds like a fucking guitar.
Yeah.
It's a bass. It's pretty boring.
Five-string bass, Fergal. Tell me this. Is the extra string on the top string or the bottom string?
It's the low one. It's a low B. But we tune flat, so it's an A sharp or a B flat.
What's the point of a five-string bass? What's the point of only having five strings?
Well,
bass sort of four, though.
Well, what's the point of having five?
Well, this is octaves. Like, you just have a lower...
It's more low end.
You have more
surely,
low end.
Metal
you
bands
put more strings on everything.
Because it's more, like, it's heavier, like, you know?
Okay.
I like it because you have this... You have this thoroughly... Well, I know there's more than that, but you have this, you know, when you're playing the E on the B string.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It just can be a bit more, you have the lowness of the open E, but it's
yeah, no,
it's
I
a wee bit tighter because you're fretting it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, I use it when I'm playing country, you know, if there's some country tunes in E and, you know.
Yeah, you can hit the low note, yeah. No,
I can hit the low note instead of playing an open one and it sounds crap.
I can't get over that this works.
It's yeah. Not only does it work, it sounds amazing. Like,
yeah.
But look, the electronics, I didn't build a preamp or anything that's in it. I bought a preamp, but that's what all like guitar companies do. They put it in. But I'm in the process of modifying it. Modifying it because it's active all the time and I'm it's going to be passive also but
it's cool.
Play something cool.
What?
Do it again.
You're just looking at walking bass like
living on a prayer.
Oh, so it is, yeah.
Wah wah wah.
Okay,
do the talk box.
I tried.
Who used to live on the docks? What's the first line?
Genie?
I don't know.
Work on the
I play this every night and I don't know the words. I don't sing it.
As long as you know the bass line, you're
right. You're the
bass. A lot of holding on in 80s music. Isn't there holding on in that tune? We gotta hold on
to what we got.
Do you ever be in like Ridley's or somewhere like that when they play Living on a Prayer?
Yeah.
And the DJ ducks the volume at the key change.
Yeah.
What? You know, you just hear everyone in Ridley's like screaming at the top.
Like Tarzan.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the end of the night.
Everyone sounds like Homer when his voice breaks. Or before his. No. Yeah, when his voice breaks.
Salt and vinegar. Anyway.
It works.
That is quite impressive.
So we take it over to the bandsaw. I did build the bandsaw. I modified the bandsaw so
of course
we cut wood.
Naturally,
What I'm gathering from this conversation is that the main thing in life you are is a modifier.
Yeah, I like making stuff.
That's but, cool, though.
Yeah, I like.
Okay.
That's why I like doing art and.
Yeah. So okay.
You do the art for the Weekly Planet, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
is the Weekly Planet? Is that a podcast?
It's a podcast, yeah.
About
comics and.
Oh, okay. That's why I haven't kind of heard
stuff.
It.
Well, they more talk about it with there's so many of the Marvel movies and stuff.
There's a couple, all right.
Around like the comic movies, and then
that's gonna be shit. The next one, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you not think?
It's got. I seen a really good meme today. It was what? Like. It was you know the you're watching It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
You know what are they doing the chat? Is it the what do you call it? What do you call him? Who's always
which one?
The rapey gay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What's his name?
Isn't that a lovely edition? I can't edition?
Remember that. And he's doing so the
Frank. Lexicon. Danny Vito's Frank.
What's his name? What's his name? And he's doing the method, and he has this. He takes sets them all down. And he's... What have method? You seen that episode?
No, what method?
Oh, it's like of how he like ensnares women.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ensnare?
These are words he uses.
Is that Danny DeVito?
No. What you call... Dennis. And the Dennis method.
The Dennis method.
But there's someone like did a meme and it's Thanos and it's the Thanos method. And okay. It's like really, too many characters in this movie.
This is going on.
You know, each letter of his name is a step okay. of the method. This is.
It is too many characters. Too much. It's too yeah, much. It's not, they're too not going to be able to make it work.
Yeah, and then people want more characters. People are talking about. Like, yeah, dead.
That's because people. Craziness. Do you know what? Because you know, if you give people a little bit of heroin, they keep looking for more heroin. But they shouldn't be allowed to have it.
Have you got some heroin?
I don't have heroin. Feral, the stuff I'm trying...
It's the next evolutionary step in a musician's life.
Heroin. It's the logical next step for you. Did you ever see that? Dewey Cox. Oh.
You can keep talking. I'm coughing.
That's okay. It's because
people can't be trusted. If everybody's opinion on what makes a good film was equally valid, we'd all be making films.
I know, it's like the, I feel like the fans are like the Augustus Glump.
Yeah.
And it's the
yeah.
They're just the Marvel is becoming the River of Chocolate.
The River of Chocolate.
Yeah. It was just a few Wonka bars every couple of years, yeah, and now it's a River of Chocolate.
But don't forget, Fergal, eventually... The fans will become stuck in that massive pipe, and they'll have nobody to blame but themselves.
Yeah.
Although Willy Wonka clearly should have put up a sign or something.
Yeah.
He was asking for nothing. I mean, he's wide open there.
I hear people talk about this as he's Willy Wonka was really some kind of crazy murderer.
Oh.
And was like,
did they die?
One of the girls blew up to like. Five times your original size.
A giant blueberry. But yeah. That chocolate will do that for you, dearly.
They reckon.
I'm a chocolate lover. It'll do it to you.
He was just this maniac, and he built this factory as kind of a murder funhouse, and he spent his whole life just luring people into it.
I don't accept that. I refuse to accept people with this bullshit. That is a very important part of my childhood, that is.
Yeah, I love that movie.
So do I. Yeah. They're showing it in the Omniplex
in
a couple of weeks. But I can't. I'd love to share Gene it. Wilder, I'd love to go and I'd love to share it. But I'm in a play that week, so I'm fucked. Yeah.
You're in a play.
Yeah. I think I mentioned that before in the podcast. We don't have to worry about it. I'm not.
You're playing.
I'm playing in a play. Yeah. But
what am I thinking? It's just gonna be. It's gonna be very difficult to keep that thing balanced. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Infinity War. Yeah. Do you not think? No.
It's like. Yeah. I don't know. See, but they've done the research. They've got the eggheads on it.
What eggheads? There's no eggheads.
They should have eggheads. Do you not think? Yeah, it's shocking to me that they can spend like these multiples of millions on stuff and then it just fails.
Don't get him started on that, Danny. He hates that kind of shit. Like, Danny, by the way, has gone out to take a call. He'll be back shortly. But if he had been sitting there while you said that. He was like, 200 million to make a monkey look real. Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy that they don't, you know what I mean? If you're going to spend 80, if you're going to spend 200 million making a Batman and Superman movie, why did they not spend like, I'm sure it would only cost $1 million to make an animated feature length that they could show to like
test audience
and say, is this a piece of shit or is it good? And they're the like, that's awesome. That would be awesome. And,
yeah,
like,
but who will they say? But who will they say? Who will they say?
They need to get us in. They need to get the people that
they
were
do not. They need to get me in, Fergal. That's what I was aiming for. That's what I was angling for. No, it's you can't.
That's the thing.
People out there who will defend Batman versus Superman.
But do you
love it, like.
Do you think they ask actual fans about this stuff?
The fans have their tea as well.
You know what I mean?
Definitely they do.
Well,
definitely
I'm not.
Do.
I wouldn't be. I'm a fan, but I'm not a.
You're fine. You're allowed to say you're a fan.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know.
They do, but you can't trust fans.
It's
the heroin thing.
Yeah, but it's just what they're doing is so wrong. Like you know what
like
I mean?
Like what? There are people
starving.
Money.
Okay.
Take
there
up all
starving,
the band sauce like a conveyor.
What are you guys talking about?
Talking about how much money they spend on these blockbuster films.
Oh, they can all fuck off, every last one of them.
Yeah.
He said you'd say that.
Such a fucking...
You said
many times
this was
before.
My solution was, like with Batman v Superman or the Justice League movie, if they had spent like one of those millions making it as a full animated feature and then that's like not released, that they use as a test and are like, before we CGI off mustache, or you know, we
I still
make,
haven't seen that.
We make these gays stand around in like a big cold green screen room. Is this shit?
Is this shit?
Oh, it's terrible. Well, I didn't see Justice League, but Batman vs Superman's fucking.
You didn't
fun.
See Justice League?
No,
I didn't. I have to see these things. I know they're gonna be bad.
You're
just...
the problem, then, Fergal.
I have to see these things. Look it. I trade around people up and tell them not to pay their car tax. And then if one person does, we're all fucked then, because
You don't wanna be the first man who No! Do you know what done my heart good? Do you hear all these people that had no water there a couple of weeks back and the water was fucked after the weather?
I know.
Oh.
Well, this is.
Oh,
I
was fucking delighted.
I was fucking delighted. It's like, oh my god! If only we had some sort of national body whose job it was to collect money and invest it in the water system. If only something like that could have been arranged at some point.
Yeah.
And instead, you and maybe if when it had been arranged, you very whining bastards had not gone out on the street and tried to tear it a fucking part. Maybe that might have helped the situation. We're just spitballing up top of my head. You know what I mean?
I should put a bass line to this.
Oh,
like a Kerouac kind of thing, like, you know.
Yeah.
Hipster, slimster.
I just done my heart good. Oh, done my heart good. I hope they'd fucking never get it back. Anyway, I don't really.
It doesn't
hope
sound
that.
Like it did your heart good.
Yeah.
It sounded like it worked you up.
It sounds like your heart is in trouble there.
It'd be typical for me heart to be in trouble.
You need some heroin or something.
Oh, I love a bit of heroin.
I
would imagine. I don't. I've never done heroin.
No,
so
neither.
I don't want to.
No one in this room, I think, has done heroin.
No.
There we go. I know. I shouldn't assume.
Yeah.
Just because you were laughing, I assumed.
When I can make my own, then I will.
I do have three fields of poppies now going, Colin. Colin.
Are you a big comics head as well then, as well as being a sort of a techie dude?
I like comic book characters and I don't read comics.
It's a lot of it about.
There is a lot of it about.
But I collected like a lot of Batman figures. I was really big into the animated series. My favourite Batman movie.
Yeah,
My favourite Batman movie of all time is Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh, that was good.
It is the best Batman movie.
It is fucking amazing. It is really good.
I've never seen it. It is really good.
I've seen a lot of the series.
The Joker's not the main character, and the Joker's used really well in it. It's just...
Don't touch me, old man! I don't know where you've been!
Isn't that just somewhat based on the Blue Meanies from the Yellow Submarine film, that voice?
Is it?
Yeah,
if you look up
a clip of
Kevin
the Blue
Smith.
It must have been. Yeah, he must have been on fucking one of Kevin Smith's.
Who interviews Mark Hamill and asks him about the Joker?
He was. It could have been Higgins. It could have been Miguel D. Higgins. He was guest of honor at the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So,
Where did you get the idea for the Joker voice?
What have you seen any with Blue Meanies?
Yeah, if you ever see the Yellow Submarine film, the Blue Meanies, if you listen to it, you can kind of see the connection.
Is this a Beatles?
Yeah, there was the... Well, the Beatles aren't actually in it. They only turn up at the end. But
it's an animation.
Yeah, it's like an animated Yellow Submarine movie that's really hard to watch.
You would absolutely...
It's like an acid trip thing.
Oh, it's all over the place. And like the... You know...
You definitely recognize it if you
Do you know Keeping Up Appearances?
Yeah.
You know the husband, the fat husband...
Onslow.
Onslow. Yeah. Oh, fuck, what a Paul. Onslow does the voice of fucking Paul in it or something.
What?
He does the voice of Paul McCartney in the Yellow Submarine film.
Good. That's fucking mental.
It is,
really?
Isn't it? Yeah, he does it, yeah.
Oh my god, so it wasn't their own voices then?
No, they were fucking checked out of all that by then. They were like, we don't need to do this shit anymore, get someone else to do it. They'd already done Hard Day's Night, Help, and Magical Mystery Tour at that point.
Oh, wow.
They were just like I think it's Sean and George especially were just like, we're not fucking actors.
I'm not a Beatles fan.
Oh, I love the Beatles.
Sorry to say.
Are you for serious, people?
I'm not a Beatles fan.
Are you just not a fan, or do you hear them and go, they are shite? Are you like, do you react badly to it,
no,
or do you just go,
because I know other stuff wouldn't exist if they didn't exist, you know what I mean? But
But isn't that a bit like NASA and the Nazis? Was it worth it? I don't think it's the same thing at all either. I'm just being a prick.
Paul McCartney was at the protest against gun violence in New York because it was literally happening around the corner.
He said it was
John Lennon
was tribute
shot.
To was John Lennon.
Well, yeah.
It was John Lennon.
At the same time, it's not surprising, is it? Like, it's like, really? Paul McCartney is against gun violence?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's not.
It's like, what?
Can you be a vegan and also be into gun violence?
I have no problem with guns. If they shot them, I'd be happy. But maybe not. Instead of using that thing from No Country.
But you are... the thing for the cattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still a gun, I suppose.
But you're one of those Beatles that are musicians that don't like the Beatles that they have now.
Are there many of those?
It's not that I don't like them. I don't like people saying that,
John Lennon was
if you listen to something that's inspired by it, and they say, oh, why don't you just listen to the original?
So far, you can go back.
Yeah, and I'd be like, because I don't enjoy that. I like that they took something and they...
I get that with the scratchy old kind of blues stuff sometimes. Yeah. And people are like, well, sure, everything comes from Robert Johnson. And you're like, yeah, but I'm not going to sit listening to fucking Robert Johnson all day either.
I do like what you call it. Peter Green, the original.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that stuff's amazing.
Yeah.
That's as far back
as that
goes. That's like 1965. Even Elvis is like, no.
But surely if it's all just coming from the blues, then it all comes originally from the devil.
Mm. Yeah, but the devil does have the best tunes.
We should just stand at a crossroads in silence. That's the real music.
I went to an orchestra the other night.
Oh,
for the first time ever. National Concert Hall. Yeah.
I didn't like it or anything. I don't know why.
I scroll past it all the time that I don't like it.
Yeah, good enough.
And think, oh, cool. But then don't
press. I did not like it. Yeah,
don't act on it.
Trying
to save the servers.
And what was it? What was
my wife bought tickets. It was a... She likes that composer, Aaron Copland. I know nothing about him, but he wrote the Appalachian Trail, I think it's called.
I believe in Appalachia, they pronounce it Appalachian.
Yeah?
No, that's true, I think. That was a true thing.
I know, but it was the way you said it. You corrected me before you corrected me.
Yeah, right. This guy laughed at me once for saying melee.
Instead of what, melee?
Oh, melee.
Yeah.
Is it not melee?
Melee. I would say Malie.
I'd say Frack.
Yeah,
But Frack you too.
In a group chat playing like an online multiplayer game.
Right.
I was like, what's your favourite Malie weapon?
Where's he from, this guy?
They were all American.
Yeah, well, he's a dickhead then. It's not an American word. You have to tell, I have to ask a Frenchman.
Not to make a generalization, but all dickheads.
No, but he's, no, that guy said he's a dickhead then. Yeah. Because it's obviously not an American word. It's a French word.
I'm geographically closer to France, so I'd say I'd have the final say on that.
You see, I'd say melee. How would you say that in a French accent?
Melon.
I don't know. I would still say Mali, however the French say it. But I would, under no circumstances, accept correction on that.
But I just think it's funny because I used to hear, you know, you hear like, I'm from the countryside, like you, and you'd hear voice. I was in the pub the other night and a Mali broke out.
Yeah, Mali, yeah. Yeah.
To do.
I like the sound of Mali, though.
Yeah.
Mali.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Like a fun fight, like in a John Wayne film or something. It's like people taking huge, big swings at each other.
Yeah. Or like this. That's right, in a John Wayne film, where they whack the chair over you and it just comes to pieces. It just does the matchsticks.
It doesn't smash your skull, it just falls apart over you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love those big punches that they take in those films. Like, they reach back for the punch, leaving, like, all this, like, open for attack. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't just get in there and just, like, do what you had to do and run away, like, you know.
That's the first thing I would have to do, is run away.
It wouldn't be as entertaining, though.
True.
Maybe. Like, why are you a big John Wayne guy?
Did you ever see Hollywood? No, I'm not a big John Wayne guy. Well, I mean, I'm about to say.
That wasn't an insult. I was asking.
Do you know, didn't John Wayne die? He died with, like, quite a lot of, like, impacted feces in his barrel, apparently.
Yeah, is that true? Because
he ate a lot of, like, he didn't eat any bread.
I was going to bring this up when you brought it up first. He had, like, pounds of steak in his intestines or something, because he ate like a huge steak for his breakfast every morning. You know?
He was like, "What's that line? There's a
steak for
there's
your breakfast."
A Bob. Have you seen the? There's a Bob and David sketch where it's
Bob
an advert. It was the new version of Mr. Show they made for Netflix, but they couldn't call it Mr. Show because it's HBO.
Oh, okay.
But one of the lines in one of the sketches, it's like a mock advertisement, and it's for like some kind of stomach settler product, and Bob Odenkirk just goes, "Are you like me, and do you eat like a millionaire baby?" You know, it's like that kind of thing. People just eat and don't think about what they're eating. Like, you know, so he had a big brick of steak in his stomach.
Yeah.
From years of just eating steak for breakfast, like, you know, and white bread and whatever the fuck else, like, you know.
I saw the cutest thing in the world yesterday.
Some impacted feces?
No, my sister showed me, my nieces and nephews were going to school for World Book Day. This is all ahead of you, Phil. And they had to dress up as their favourite book character, and she was going as a boss baby, and all week she'd say, I'm going to be the boss baby. She's only going to like play school, and Sinead went and got it fucking sorted and got it like a white shirt and like this wee pair of slacks, and she got like this ribbon thing and got the scissors out and cut it. She had a tie, and then they like coloured up this like box of pencils or something as a briefcase, and she had her all ready Friday morning, ready to go to play school, and she goes, "I want to be Rapunzel." And she was like, "You can't be Rapunzel, you're the boss baby." "I want to be Rapunzel." "You can't be Rapunzel, you're already the boss baby, you're going to be late for school." "I want to be Rapunzel."
Jesus Christ.
And Sinead went, "All right, you're Rapunzel." She didn't change anything. She just went, "All right, you're Rapunzel." And she was like, "Okay."
Business. Business cats refers
to. Yeah, and then she went in, apparently she went into school and told them all she was Rapunzel. With the fucking boss baby outfit, like.
What's boss baby?
Boss baby is a children's book.
It's a movie. There was a movie.
They made
a
film out of it, yeah. Alec Baldwin was in it.
That's a simple concept for
it. Is the baby in charge of a business or whatever, like, or...
No, I think it's like the baby secretly runs everything.
Yeah, it's like in the Illuminati or something.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin voiced him for the film. I believe it's sort of like a metaphor. You give it to young kids who are about to have a younger brother or sister, and it's kind of about this new baby that arrives and takes over everything. And in the film, Alec Baldwin plays the baby, so you can imagine how that went.
Yeah.
So when I was watching, before I left the house, I was watching Neil Young's Netflix film,
What is it?
It's like a existed. It's like a western with bits of like music interspersed, but it's fucking dreadful.
You sneering at that. If Nick Cave did that, people would be all over him.
Nick Cave did do that though, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but Neil Young's West, it was like, it's all his band, who are all like Willie Nelson's like nephews and stuff like that, are all his band now. And they're all sitting around in hats and stuff, and Neil Young's away in the distance on his own, and they're like, that's the man in the black hat. Don't get caught in his stare and all this kind of stuff. So Neil Young's wandering about in the background with a guitar, looking menacing. Yeah, yeah. It's the silliest thing. It's just like, and Willie, they rob a bank. They rob a seed bank for some reason. And Willie Nelson's there as well. Like, I think they're trying to. The women are all gone for whatever reason. It's at the start of the film. I can't remember now.
This all sounds very metaphorical.
Yeah, it's terrible. But the performance stuff in it is really good. I think Daryl Hannah directed it, because him and Daryl Hannah are like a couple. He left his wife like 3 or 4 years ago and has taken up with Daryl Hannah.
Neil Young.
Yeah.
He's gone out with Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, yeah. Has been for 3 or 4 years at this point.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
How old is Neil Young now?
He literally looks like... Well, Neil Young, he's born... what age would he be? He's in his fucking... He's 70 anyway, like, you know.
He's at least 70.
Yeah.
Daryl Hannah is what? Maybe she's pushing 50. Maybe she's more.
I don't know. I don't know her birth certificate.
Splash was like 1986. How old was she in Splash?
Is this the person who was the Splash?
Yeah, she was.
She was doing all the Splash.
She was herself the Splash. We'll say she was 25 in that. 1980, let's make it easy. 1985, she was 25.
So now she's like, what? Is it 30?
Doesn't make the sum easier, actually.
33 years ago.
1985, so she's 2085.
She's looking well in it, though. She's looking well in it. The point is, why are they going out?
I don't know, because they're both like the activists or whatever.
Why not?
Fucking Jesus, that's mental, spirits. Isn't it, though?
Don't look in the face.
Maybe just as a fucking 12-inch cock, like.
He does walk with a hunch, so who knows?
And every time he gets a boner, it deflates.
It's weighing him down.
The hunch. Oh God! I can't believe it. You know, that was nasty. I hope those people are happy. Yeah. I was about to unironically call them crazy kids.
Do you want to talk us through this other guitar? Will I get the other guitar?
Yeah, the other guitar is
it's got stuff on it that's like a metal door, like that.
Yeah.
Like the floor of an abattoir.
Yeah,
it's that kind of guitar.
Place, you got this
the saw. This is pre Butcher bandsaw.
Okay.
So
this is a like for our listeners who can't be arsed looking at Instagram to see what they look like. This is like kind of like a Metallica looking guitar.
Yeah, in shape. Very much. It's
you could do damage.
A variant on the Explorer,
yeah.
Shape, yeah. They made some lines straight, so it's like a cross between ESP made a kind of a pointy Explorer.
Oh,
and then
okay.
There's the Gibson one, so this is like somewhere in the middle,
kind of a cross.
Yeah, because I'm a big Metallica fan, and I want to make something.
When
like
I saw the guitar, I thought as much.
I feel like, yeah, and he has this He has this handmade Explorer. People are going to be shouting. It's made by a guy who only makes acoustic guitars, and it has this crazy headstock. Oh, what's the name of it? I can't think of it. It has the wolf inlays, you know, from Wolf and Man, and it has like the inlays up the fretboard is a man turning into a wolf.
It's very
so
Metallica,
it's all the stages of it up the fretboard. It looks really cool, so it does.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Metallica are like the ultimate band for like 13-year-old lads who are just like so full of like, you know,
I'm gonna turn into a wolf.
You know, like it's somewhere between like anger and frustration and horniness, and it's all just mixed up. And Metallica are like the perfect band for that.
I have a young brother, and he's into the Slipknot now, and I didn't want to influence him musically. You know, I did leave a
just
lot.
As an experiment, like?
No, I didn't want to be saying, oh, you should listen to this. Okay. And
that, people don't listen to their older brothers anyway. Like, I dominated the stereo. My brother's like a year and a half younger than me, and our tastes don't really.
Well, it's different. My brother's 18 years younger.
Oh, okay, that's
right, it's a different scenario.
Kind of more like into Beyonce or whatever.
Yeah, no, but he went and he found my old CDs and he likes Slipknot.
Slipknot of all things.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Just play me some Slipknot.
I'd have to tune these down with 3 steps.
Yeah, like where the strings are nearly hanging off.
Yeah, they could like freaking drop C or something.
Go-dum.
Okay. Yeah.
I
don't really
like that, but
I never got. Didn't they like used to beat the shit out of each other on stage and stuff? I never understood that.
No, they didn't.
Vomit on each other.
They'd get puked and pissed on each other.
Yeah. Oh, just that. Can you imagine now if you're playing a gig tonight and your guitar
pissed on me?
What are
you
doing?
Electrocuted that way.
Trying to get through like playing that
extra
funky
100.
Music.
Pissed into your snot box.
I want an extra 100 for that.
Oh dear.
I can see stuff that I didn't know that I did when I built this. So this being a lot earlier, this would not be the most. This would be susceptible to breaking the way I've constructed the neck.
Why?
Because it's all one piece of wood. That neck is all in one, and I made it like a. That's the way the kind of Fender headstocks drop down, but mine's a lot more severe, and there's a lot of short grain there. And that would be
snap
in there. So
But when did you make this?
I made this one probably when I was about 17 or 18.
Yeah, so it's lasted like susceptible to breaking or no.
And it's like
it's never been gigged or anything because I only played music in front of a person for the first time like 6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, so I had all these collection guitars and stuff, and if never.
Did you self-teach yourself how to play?
Yeah. And I went, and my friend, he passed away, but we were going to start a band, and I went over, and I was always bugging these mates of mine to start a band, because they had this kind of rock band when they were younger, and I thought it was cool, and...
What were they called? Do you remember?
They were called Mad Max. And they played covers of Thin Lizzy, Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, and Iron Maiden, and some Sepultura, and stuff like that.
Roots! Did they do that one?
They did Roots, I think, yeah. But,
Were they the ones that did Orgasmatron? Was that them?
Yeah, the cover of Motorhead song.
Yeah. A friend of mine who I used to be in a band with was like, was really into Radiohead when I knew him, but in a previous life he was really into Sepultura.
Yeah.
And he had a tape of his old band doing that song Orgasmatron.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't think this is for me. This line of nonsense, like, you know.
I haven't grown out of it. I still love all that stuff.
There was a good fella in the Vinegar Man's on Friday that had live music. When we were there.
Oh, really? Did Vinegar Man's do music?
Yeah, apparently.
All right, I'm spare that noise.
Or maybe that was just for it was a work do.
You might have booked them.
I don't think they organised the music specially. They wouldn't be that elaborate in their organisation of those things, would they?
No, not really.
No, think about it.
The social committee at work. I work with Fergal. I don't know if I said that earlier.
Yeah, we did.
So it's all I can do not to start bitching about everybody else in the office, like, right
during
now.
The week we light cigars with like money and stuff, me
that
and
kind
mail,
of shit,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, pig noses in the trough. what am I talking about? What were
corporate
about
acquaintances.
Yeah, no, he was good, but he didn't play any of the stuff you guys are talking about.
What was he playing?
Different shit.
Like, can you, when you think back...
Sweet Caroline.
Actually, he did play Sweet Caroline.
Yeah,
I knew it.
No, but it wasn't that. He played a lot
played
of Green Day.
Night.
No, it wasn't that kind of band. He was really good. It was a really good mix. He played like a Rolling Stone.
Oh.
Then he played something by the Rolling Stones. Then he played...
Then he played the Rolling Stones cover of like a Rolling Stone.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. No.
Then he played Stone Free by Jimi Hendrix, and then
Get Your Rocks Off at the end. No, he did, but he played like what else? He played Basket Case.
Oh, right. This guy was all over the map.
He was all over the map, but I really liked him. But you know what? It was the best songs from all over the map. You didn't have to listen to any shite.
Yeah. But you know what?
You know what I mean?
People love shite.
Yeah. Look at the success of Ed Sheeran.
I would argue that Sweet Caroline is not shite.
No, Sweet Caroline.
No, I like Neil Diamond, yeah.
Forever in blue jeans. We used to... I had a duo with a friend of mine in Galway, like trying to be singer-songwriters, and we called ourselves the Reverend Blue Jeans, because when he was a kid... There was a friend of mine who had misheard that song when she was younger and thought it was called the Reverend Blue Jeans. And I thought, that's a pretty good name for a band. But everyone just kept asking, why do you call Forever in Blue Jeans? I was like, oh, fuck it, never mind. And then we only did one gig anyway, so it made no difference. Like, you know,
it's pretty cool. The Reverend Blue Jeans.
Yeah, I liked it as a name, actually, yeah.
I would absolutely...
What was the one we thought of earlier?
Cat Lady.
Or, I'm trying to think of misheard lyrics.
Oh, there's lots of them knocking about. Yeah.
No, yeah, but my favorite one is Celine Dion one. You know, I can't forget the
semen on your face as you were leaving.
Jesus.
No one misheard that.
That was a joke that somebody said it to me once. That was like, you can kind of hear it.
Ah, that's a Freudian thing, I think.
I used to think Bang in the Ear. It was called Band of the Year.
Or Dave Allen.
That's a good song.
That's a really good song. I read Mike Scott's autobiography.
Who's Mike Scott?
The guy from the Waterboys. Does not like Bono. For whatever reason, at one point or another...
A lot of people don't like Bono.
But at one point or another, I think they were mates. And you could tell that every mention of Bono in this book was like sneery. I don't know how he managed to convey it. I can't remember the sentences, like, you know, but he fucking did not like Bono and made it pretty clear in
why?
This book.
Did it ever get down to why?
I think they were mates and then something happened and then they weren't mates. So it doesn't really say in the book what happened, because he's probably a classier gent than that, but... Not too classy to be fucking... Let it be known that I don't like Bono.
I don't like Bono. What could Bono possibly have done for him?
Well, they were kind of like swimming in the same stream. Like, you know, they would have been two pretty big Celtic rock bands at the time. So maybe there was... I don't know. Maybe the record company was giving one more attention than the other or something.
I like that... what do you call it? What's the song?
Hole in the Moon.
Fisherman's Blues.
Yeah. No, neither of those ones.
Bang in the Ear.
I can't remember.
They're the only ones I know. This is the Sea.
Oh shit, I keep doing that to the table. I'm so sorry.
It's alright.
It feels like we're podcasting on a ship.
Do you have a name that you put on the guitars? Like, do you have like a brand name?
No. That's the simple answer to that. No, I have put different insignias on other ones. And I have a logo that's kind of just an amalgamation of my initials. But I'm not selling these. People come up and it's...
Why not? Look at that. That is beautiful. That one's all a bit fucking heavy metal for me, that one. But that one's
literally
beautiful.
Fucking metal.
And it's heavy. Yeah, I keep doing that. I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop doing it now.
It's like Master and Commander in the end.
I love that film. Have you seen that film?
I did.
Did you not like it?
I don't like... I'm not mad in the period stuff at all.
I kind of feel the same. If this film starts and someone's got like a fucking scroll or a beard or some kind of frock coat, like, I'm just like, fuck off, I'm not watching this for the next 2 hours.
Why?
It's a feeling, don't get me wrong.
It was a story about the character more than a story about the story or something. And I switched off. I remember... It was like that. I went to the cinema. It was the only time I ever really, really wanted... I would never leave the cinema. Would you leave the cinema?
Yeah.
I did it once.
You did it once. I would never leave the cinema. I won't even, like... I'd be, like, creased for pissing. I won't leave.
No. I'm the opposite. It doesn't take that much for me to leave the cinema these days.
So, like, you've left?
Yeah, if I'm not digging
what's
something...
What's the most recent?
Like, I wanted to walk out of... fucking billboards outside Missouri, whatever that's called.
Yeah, what's that like? Everyone's
I didn't like it. And my wife, I want to say my wife, and she didn't really like it either, but she wanted to see how it ended, whereas I was like, maybe half an hour from the end, I was like, I'm fucking done with this. Like, can we go? Like, you know.
And you left?
No, but I wanted to, but she was like, what was the most recent thing? I walked out of the fucking Django Unchained.
Did you?
Yeah, I was just like, I was, do you know what it was? I was in the cinema and I had no, my phone was off. I had no idea how long this thing had been on. It seemed like it had been on for about a week. And like, I was like, when the fuck is this thing going to be over? I'm really starting to lose it a little bit. And then there was the scene where Quentin Tarantino gets off the horse and is talking in an Australian accent. And I turned around the cat. I was like, I'm done. I can't watch anymore. This fucking rubbish. Like, you know, and we just left. Like, you know,
right.
It's just like, this is fucking torture. And now I have to, now this passes for a performance, this dickhead. I was just like, I could do that. Like, why the fuck am I sitting here watching him do it?
It very much felt like he was parodying his own creation when he did that.
I think he is a parody.
Yeah, yeah.
His life is like.
And then this Charles Manson thing is going to be.
Oh, he shouldn't be. He shouldn't do that.
He shouldn't be allowed. Someone should step in and be like, you know what, man? Not the best idea. What
about
the
Star Trek thing? He was talking about.
What'd you do?
Star Trek.
Let him do that. Like, they're fictional characters. Like, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
It really is not the time for a fucking Charles Manson film.
I'm dragging somebody to see A Wrinkle in Time.
Wrinkle in Time is supposed to be not good.
Which one is Ted Bundy?
But I have a good feeling about it.
Oh, do you know who's going to be Ted Bundy? Zac Efron is Ted Bundy.
He but which one was supposedly Ted Bundy? Quite a good looking chap, though, Ted Bundy.
That's is he the guy that women were writing to him in prison and all that?
Oh, yeah, did a lot of them have that.
Yeah, but he wasn't it like he went to like dorm rooms and
he killed got a lot of women and he killed. But he was a very good looking chap. Like
he's supposed to be very charismatic, as is a lot of psychopaths apparently. I went in this tirade of watching and reading material about psychopaths and stuff. I was like testing myself.
don't snap it.
The bandsaw is ready.
Didn't Bill Burr say that when his daughter was born and he didn't cry and he's like, oh my god, I didn't cry, I'm a serial killer.
Yeah, but Bill Burr has other things. Whenever you hear him talking, like, you never be driving down the street, there's people queuing outside a movie theater, and you think, I just ease my hand down a little left, never see it coming. Nobody thinks like that. Yeah, I didn't do it.
I love Bill Burr.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway,
Do you want to give us an idea of what this guitar sounds like then? Do you want to plug it in? What would guitar inspire you to? What riff?
Well, probably there's no. This is a bass amp, so it's this is just gonna be clean. I've thrown the volume in, so it won't pop. But this is just gonna be clean, and it's gonna be incredibly out of tune. Also, I would say.
Can that guitar hold the tune? All right, like.
Oh, it does. Yeah. I'd probably tune this in like 2003. See
if you tuned it in 2003 and it was in tune, that would be quite incredible.
Whoa. Yeah.
No. Not a good year, 2003.
Slightly bitter.
But I don't even have a pick or anything, but it doesn't actually it's got like a Pearly Gates or something, and then I have this Wilkinson pickup, which for a cheap pickup sounds really nice in the neck. It's the nicest neck pickup I have in any guitar, but it's not really a heavy metal sounding guitar.
Yeah, it looks like a heavy metal guitar, but
it's a lot more bluesy, you know.
That's pretty cool.
But can you aim for that now?
What? The sound, how it would sound. To an extent, like this bass, the 5-string bass, the precursor to that is a 4-string version.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to replicate what it sounded like, but in a 5-string. So I copied what I did on the other one. It looks exactly the same.
How many guitars have you got knocking around at this point then?
I think guitars and basses, I haven't counted because there's some in different locations, but I have probably around 20.
Jesus. 20. Holy shit.
But I've made all but two of them, I think, at this
stage. Was there any guitars that got destroyed because they came out so badly?
Oh man, I smashed so much stuff. I've destroyed so much stuff.
Thinking of starving children in Africa that could have used that guitar.
Yeah, but I just repurposed it.
I'm sorry.
to heat myself.
Think of the freezing children in Ireland.
Anything that I could salvage, I would always salvage it, you know. But there was ones. I was actually going to bring one that I made, and it came out and it looked really nice, but then it all went wrong.
Uh-huh.
It was just true, like, lack of knowledge when I was building it. The timber grain runs the opposite way on the body.
Oh, right.
And then over the years, it's slowly cupped. And, like, yeah, it's like a banana, the body is.
But it looks like one of those, like, Ovation guitars.
Yeah, but it meant the bridge went down slowly, and slowly the strings went down and down and just sat on the neck.
Oh, jeez.
You know? But it's a chessboard guitar.
Oh, right, cool. Okay.
It's kind of like it's a Strat shape. And then all the top of it is covered in individual blocks of walnut and beech, and it looks like a chessboard. And then the neck is like a flying V headstock, you know. Headstock, and I did, but I always tried new things with the necks when I made. So there's block inlays up the neck of it, and I did them in wood. So it's a maple fretboard, and then it has like blocks of walnut.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it looks nice to hang up on the wall. I don't think I'll ever take it apart.
Okay, so some of these ends up being a bit like fucking the Island of Dr. Moreau for guitars, like, or whatever, like, you know, it's all these like failed experiments, like,
dragging themselves around the floor, like, can't make a tune. Yeah. No, I have a kind of a studio space now, so it's a museum.
Studio space.
Yeah. I had no room.
Butcher's bandsaw.
I had no room left, so I had to like build a
How something. Understand? Do you, if you don't mind me asking, do you live with your partner or whatever?
Yeah, so, I'm married, but we, yeah.
How understanding is she of like lots of space being taken up with bandsaws and guitars and whatnot?
I've built a studio space that is separate to the home. it's a drive away.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a drive away from it, is it?
Yeah, yeah. So,
oh, so you have a place?
I have a place that's separate to where I live.
Okay.
It's
got, God, that is the dream.
It's got my workshop.
Awesome, yeah. Like, there's like, my wife does not like, because between doing things like editing podcasts and recording music at home and stuff, like, she hates cables. So, like, before I met her, my whole life was cables, like, you know. My open bedroom floor was just always covered in cables, like, and all of a sudden it's like
that bit from Indiana Jones.
yeah, and all of a sudden then
why
it's like,
why did it have to be cables?
But then it's like someone, you're living with someone who quite fucking reasonably is like, and I don't really want fucking cables everywhere. You're like, oh wow, I don't really know what I'm gonna do with myself of an evening. Then, you know,
could you put them in a box?
Yeah, but like, usually the one you need is at the bottom of a box. Yeah. And even looking for a cable, you have to like put cables on the floor, you know, so it gets a bit like, so the idea of having a wee space where it doesn't really matter if it's messy or whatever, like, you know, that's fucking,
but still, look, there's most days there's always a guitar or a bass in my car. Because there's no room. I'm always going around. There's always some pieces.
You should sell some of them.
I have
looks amazing for it. How much would I pay for that guitar?
That would be expensive.
Fucking right it would be.
Well, if you went to get it built, like, anything like that, getting it built. But it's like everything. It's if you have a name on it as well, you know. It's
stick Ibanez on it. Someone will buy it. Like,
yeah, but it, like, if you went to what do you call it, Federa, who make hand built basses in New York City, and they would make stuff that looks like that. You know what I mean? It's gonna be five grand. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Pharaoh.
But I'm not Federa.
Why are you?
Yeah, but like the people in America would eat up like artisan Irish made basses.
It'll come shipped in Irish air.
I don't know, Fergal. I don't know why you're fucking.
You think I should give up lighting cigars with notes and sitting around a boardroom table
plotting the destruction of?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Me and Claw.
Oh dear.
Okay, how long would it take you to make one then? If you started tonight, if you went home now and started making a guitar tonight.
As a full-time job, like if I was able to...
No, just now, as you do it.
As I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you see, it drags on, you know, Well, for instance, the bass, the neck piece that I made, the billet we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
I did actually put that under the bed and I left it there for about 3 or 4 months.
Right.
To let it climatize the room temperature and make sure the timber wouldn't move once I started to carve the neck.
Jesus, so these are like matured guitars.
Yeah,
it's like cheese.
But there's a point of no return. You know, I'm going to put so much in work into it. Like, yeah. If the neck twists and you've it all made, that's like, you just take it back over to the bandsaw. You put it through the...
Okay, So how long?
Well,
yeah. Allow me to rephrase the question, Fergal. How long?
I could do it probably in over the course of, if I was a free agent who could go and work at this every evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do it over a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
If I had all the materials sitting there, you know what I mean. But like I'm, I do bits and then I send away to China for another bit. Everything comes from China now. So, you send it to China, it gets lost.
Our impending doom, for example.
Yeah, they send out this... Yeah, even the abalone, like, see the abalone, the inlays?
Mm.
It's like a thing that comes from a crustacean or something. That comes from Australia. It
comes from an abalone, I believe.
Yeah, what is that? I don't even know.
It's shellfish, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's... They're crustaceans on the neck of the guitar.
Yeah, and on the volume knob. That comes from New Zealand. That was actually, I bought that on eBay from New Zealand.
Yeah. Abalone shells.
Abalone shells. Used to make big ashtrays in the 70s. Abalone. In your crannies.
Stylish thing to have in your house, an abalone ashtray.
A shell set into a lump of mahogany on your granny's table.
Plastic Jesus, the Flaming Lips song. They talk about the abalone shells.
Oh, do they? Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Not her abalone shells.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. I like that song.
Jesus Christ, Farrell. And in the middle of all this, you draw for a rival podcast.
A rival podcast. Yeah. Which is like, it's
they
just
don't realize that we're a rival podcast.
Every podcast is my rival podcast.
I never played any sport.
Where would you find the time? Like
you're unloading your heart.
Oh my god,
it feels so good to say that finally.
In my defense, I never played any sport.
I can't.
Where would you even get the time to play? Why would you waste your time playing football if you were like building guitars?
Yeah,
I don't know. I genuinely don't know, Fergal. I can't get over that. That looks... I didn't know what you were going to bring. I didn't know what kind of fucking...
That was going to be
Frankenstein's monster you were going to take out of that case. That is unbelievable, that looks.
Yeah, but look, You just... It's a gay in shed. Cat online resources.
Everyone needs a hobby, I suppose.
You know what my hobby is?
What?
Deeply resisting. Deeply and... With only mixed middling success, resisting the urge to go back to the online porn. That's my hobby. That's my full-time hobby.
I'll send you some resources. I'll give you a block of wood.
Go back? Have you left?
Occasionally I leave to do this podcast to go to work.
A man needs to eat. After the podcast, I'll show you. I only recorded... properly the build process of one through the power of photographs. I discovered this after the internet. So I have an album of photos on my Facebook that goes from plank to a plank holding it.
Plank to guitar being held by a plank.
Can we link to that then?
Yeah, well I can.
Well, if they're on Facebook.
Yeah.
In a way, you've already given it to us, Fergal.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
and you've given them to Vladimir Putin, apparently, as well.
Fuck. And the Chinese.
This
is
the thing.
That's how they know they've pulled back.
Do you know, I was thinking about the, like, it did occur to me about, like, should I fucking delete my Facebook account or whatever? And then I was thinking, what would be the point in having a podcast?
Wait, what's Facebook? What's this new revelation now? I haven't heard this.
It's not a new revelation. I heard about it before, but people were very dismissive of it. And I didn't like how dismissive.
I'm being hypnotized by your...
Lighter, sorry.
No, by your...
the blanket?
Yeah, it's it's...
It's like the carpet in The Shining.
It's like Blockbusters.
It's like your shining, your shining blanket.
But I like it. It's all soft. Mm. A couple of times I have fallen asleep under those blankets because they're so lovely. But it's, yeah, people were like, you know, if you don't want to share your put stuff, well, you shouldn't be living your life on Facebook. But that's not the problem.
No, what's the actual thing? They're saying that the Russians have been hacking accounts.
No, Facebook gave away a load of people's data to.
Oh yeah, I heard about this. Yeah. But he apologized, so it's okay.
Yeah, but it's not a.
Mark Zuckerberg's not an evil man. He's more wears a hoodie.
But it's the other stuff. Like, I get that any of your interactions with Facebook, you're the product, right? So that's it. But when I download the thing, do they absolutely need to keep a record of calls incoming and outgoing on my phone? No, they don't. Do they need to be able to access photographs? No. I'll upload anything I need to upload. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's what I don't...
It's not all right. Like, it's,
we made a decision.
Nasty.
Like, well, my wife is not... She has no, like, social media accounts or anything. And she's just completely...
She's
off the grid.
Yeah, she's against
that. I
think I'd
get rid,
like,
I'd get rid
like
of
that,
if
we,
it wasn't for the podcast.
We made that, like, decision that we would not put up... There's no, like, photos of...
The kid.
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine.
A mate of mine does that too.
A friend of mine has a photography. He does photography. Him and his girlfriend. And another mate of ours. I won't mention anybody name. You've met all these people. But another mate of ours, a mate of his, hired this guy to take pictures for, like, family portraits, pictures of the kids and that.
Mm.
And then he was like, "Well, do you mind if the pictures were all taken and the money had changed hands and all that?" He was like, "Do you mind if I put these pictures up on Facebook? You know, as an ad for..."
We were asked the same question recently.
Yeah, as an ad for the service, how good they were. And the original guy was like, no, I don't want you to do that. Him and his wife were like, "No, we don't want pictures of the kids on Facebook." Now, this guy got all pissed off about it. He was like, "Well, why would he do that? Like, you know, I'm just trying to advertise the pictures or whatever, like how good I am at taking pictures of people." Mm. And, he was like, he couldn't understand why someone
swirly
would want
defenses.
It. Like,
I kind of think he can be. You can. I mean, I don't. Why did you not? Why did you not want the pictures of your kid up on Facebook?
Just out
of curiosity.
Because
You have to realize that the weird thing is to want the pictures of your kids on Facebook.
I don't particularly.
Well, there's no.
Well, no, I don't think that's true. I think that's a comfortable way to share it with you.
It depends how you use it.
I don't think that's a wise way to think about Facebook.
Yeah.
But I think that's how most people.
It depends what you use it for. My Facebook account is, it's a silly thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a.
So is mine. Mine's a fucking dead thing. If it wasn't the podcast,
I
wouldn't. Do
I would.
Mine's pretty fucking frivolous as well. Like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like. Chat openly to, like, anyone that's family, or I wouldn't put up anything about work or about my, like, real life or anything on any social media. It's always like silly.
Yeah.
Share or a joke or I think I for me that's what social media is for. It's for, like, you know, kind of, it's like a pub banter thing in your pocket. I don't want
to see people putting up all sorts of things about relatives who were sick and all this kind of stuff. Like, you know, it's just a bit.
Or politics.
Yeah,
it's
just,
oh God, I'd love to just.
Yeah, I know. And it's Twitter. I'm on Twitter because of the. That's how we share the art for the podcast and stuff. And you're just like, man, just keep it lighthearted, you know?
Keep it light.
It's supposed to be, like, it's supposed to be entertainment, you know what I mean?
It's called Twitter.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do you know what?
Look at Trump. Like, sure, he's the fucking antithesis.
He's starting
of that. You know what I mean? Like, of not using.
But this was the thing. Like, a few months ago, like when he was like fucking basically trying to start wars on Twitter. But when Rose McGowan said that, oh, this thing happened to me, she was like fucking, the tweet was deleted and she was blocked from using it. Like, you know. You're just like, well, what kind of wacky fucking what's the word I'm looking for? priority is that? Like, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely user driven.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, as in, it depends on the user whether we promote your stuff.
Oh, I thought we users.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Just literally the only connection this has to what we're talking about is the word tweet. Okay. But when my alarm goes off in the morning, my radio, I have it tuned to Radio 4.
Right.
And at 10 to
BBC,
7. BBC Radio 4, yeah. And it's 10 to 6 or 10 to 7. No, I think it's like 5 to 6 in the morning. They have Tweet of the Week. And it's literally like someone on talking about their favorite bird sound that they've heard that week.
Nice.
And it's like, yeah.
My alarm is birds tweeting.
Really? But you might sleep through that, though.
No, well, it does wake you up, but it's not like, I hated my alarm tone. I was like, it was this kind of fucking...
That's fixable.
Yeah, I know.
We fixed it to bird tweets.
So I kept buying phones until the default one was this one I liked. I didn't know how to change it.
Buy the phones beside a manual guitar, yeah. Like, you know.
But yeah, no, I changed it to this, like, it's like birds tweeting, and it's like, it wakes you up, but it relaxes you. I don't want to hear, like, fucking European hyper disco fucking rave shit, and they're like,
oh, I'm in the Matrix.
I was like,
now.
Oh, how refreshing.
I hear 20 minutes of Radio 4, and then Kurt Vile comes on, and when I hear Kurt Vile, I definitely have to get up.
Okay.
That's the way I work. That's my alarm system.
You
it's
have
two-pronged.
Two different alarms.
Yeah.
Two,
a two-pronged attack. Because I like the first. I like to just actually lie in bed and listen to the radio for a few minutes before I'm like, oh, I have to like get up and be human.
This is
officially
a day.
Get it together. Like, you know.
I keep meaning to get up. Even a couple of times there last week, I was kind of, I got up like super. I'd wake up, it'd be like 6 o'clock. And like a couple of times I was proper wide awake because I had it in my head I was going to go to the gym and before work, and when I actually woke up and I was super wide awake, I realized you can really appreciate a lion. This is like me getting a lion on a work day. So I just slept. I'm a lazy, lazy.
It's amazing
man.
The negotiating with yourself that goes into a thing like that.
Yeah,
anything to trick yourself into not getting out of bed, like, you know, for the thing that you wanted to get up for.
Mm. Yeah.
The night before, it seems like all you want to do in the world, like, you know, and then when the moment actually comes, you're like,
I know. It's like when you set the alarm back like an extra 15 minutes because it's, I don't know, you're like, right, I get up in the morning, I have something extra to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really glad I programmed this extra 15 minutes sleep.
Exactly. Oh, here, look, fuck it. Fergal, have we plumbed the depths of your guitar fucking...
Any funny stories?
Yeah, funny stories about guitars.
Any funny stories?
Yeah.
No.
What do your family think of this dangerous obsession of yours?
Why do you keep making them when you can't even play it?
You can play it.
That's my favourite quote.
Who said that?
Oh, jeez. No, I don't have any funny stories.
That's allowed.
That's all right. No, I just thought maybe there was one.
I played my first.
I don't
ever
either.
Gig.
I do this every week.
I suppose the first time I ever played a gig or played in front of anyone was
what, 6 years ago
with a bass that I built myself.
So how long have you been in an actual working job and band?
It's about 5 years, something like that.
So the first time you ever played in front of a human being
this
was
6 years.
This
is where we're getting this story. I learned, and I went and I noodled around on guitar for years and years, and I learned riffs, and I didn't learn any full songs. And then I convinced these two friends to start something, a drummer and another friend, and we went, and I was like, oh shit, this is gonna happen. I was like, I had this old, I was like, right, I had an old bass at home, and I was like, that is less strings, two less chances for disaster. And I quickly realized that it's a different instrument, and
it's different set
it's,
of skills,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh fuck, there's a whole different set of problems, but that's why I started playing the bass, and we went, and then
if you are, but you're working full time, like a full time job, and you're playing gigs How do you have any time to like dedicate to building guitars these days if you have a kid?
I finished the last guitar just after my kid was born.
Okay.
And I haven't been back.
How old is your kid now?
He's almost 2.
17.
Oh, okay.
We haven't done anything, and I've just done some repairs and stuff.
When he goes to college now, you'll get back.
Yeah. because it is. It's time consuming, and it's not even. It's when I start when you have. I'm really, real compulsion towards it. So you just want to see. You want to get.
You want to get it finished.
You want to plug the plank in and see what it sounds like. So you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's a tough thing to do. That was one of the biggest learning curves, was not to rush stuff, because you just want to hear it, and you're like, and then you mess up the paint jobs and stuff because you just want to hear it.
Yeah.
And so it's trying to, that's why it would be better to have a collaborator when you do stuff like this, because they'll tell you, don't fuck it up, spend another week. It's going to exist forever.
That's
still like the cool thing about it. Another reason why I do it is like, These things hopefully will exist long after.
Long after you're gone.
I'm somebody else's problem then.
Tree food. The
tree food. Yeah, well, I'm going
to
have
a
tree
planted
on me.
On top of you.
And then they'll build a guitar out of it. And they'll play it. It'll play a sad song.
Some doofus in 50 years trying to learn Wonderwall.
Okay, that would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I wonder what I would do. I'm just trying to think of what my equivalent would be. I don't do anything.
That's not true.
No, of course it is.
How is it true?
What have I ever built in my entire life?
You can be buried.
I haven't built anything either, but I wouldn't say I don't do anything.
You're on the same fucking boat then, O'Hanlon. You're living in a fucking fantasy world is what's wrong.
You can be buried under the recordings of your podcast.
Yeah, I could do that.
Buried under a hard drive this size. Maybe they could make you into a hard drive.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Or just stuff me and leave me sitting in front of a PC.
Would you
a slightly puzzled look on my face.
Do you not have any like crazy hobby or mental about?
No.
You do, you're into comics.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah, I like comics, yeah.
You could be made into paper.
I wrote a book.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. But then
that's alright,
I feel like you don't like me bringing up the book, so I didn't say it. But in my head, I was like, the fucker wrote a book. What's he talking about?
Anyway. But still can't. I've not done anything I could be buried under.
Well, most people haven't.
It'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, to be tree food for a tree that was then made into a guitar. You'd want to... and then you could pick the wood before you die. You have to pick the type of tree, because if they planted like a shitty tree, you know, it's like, what is this? Like a plywood guitar or whatever.
Plywood
what tree does plywood come from?
The press board oak.
You should make it from mahogany and maple.
Down at the plywood forest.
I don't want to be planting one of those shitty chipboard trees. I'll end up in IKEA.
I love IKEA.
Gets a bad rap, doesn't it?
Yeah, do you not like IKEA, no?
I don't. I fitted some stuff that was...
And how did you find it?
It wasn't one of my guitars, I'll tell you now.
It wasn't, but I didn't even just like the shop. I like going around IKEA.
I've never been in the shop, so...
It's awesome.
I'll pass judgment when I go.
Have you ever bought anything in IKEA?
Yeah, I've bought loads of shit in IKEA.
What'd you get?
Bits and pieces.
Oh yeah, of course.
I bet you got that blanket.
Maybe.
It seems very
IKEA
to have a shining blanket.
I'd say that table there is IKEA. I can't say for sure. But maybe.
It just grew one day.
This glass, that looks like an IKEA glass.
There could be a lot of things.
I'd say that glass is from a pub somewhere, is it?
I don't think so, because it was mashing set. Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Unless it's a really lovely
musician's glass. Well,
yeah, it's all just from different pubs.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. No, I've never done that. I've never wanted a pub glass that.
We played a gig one time. It was the Mayor's Ball in Galway. And it was some fancy gig in Galway. And
there was a raffle afterwards that everybody who won the prizes left all their prizes there, and we were the last people in the building, so we took the raffle prizes home. It was like a bottle of wine, and it was a signed book by some, I still have it, some cartoonist who used to draw for the fucking Times. I don't know who it was, like, you know, forget the name, but I took it home and we, like, and there's a few other things lying around, like raffle prizes that no one took home that we just took.
Family circle biscuits.
Well, no, it was a high end raffle, so there was a bottle of like
biscuits,
was some fancy bottle of whiskey, like, you know. And,
oh, really, a fancy one?
Yeah, I wasn't a whiskey drinker then, so I didn't go for that. Oh, I like the books, whiskey, cartoons.
Yeah. I like a whiskey. Yeah, when did you become a whiskey drinker?
Just hanging out with you, doing the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I never would have just sort of sat sipping whiskey until we were doing it here doing the podcast one day, and I was like, this is really fucking nice.
Am I fucking ruining it? Am I ruining half the reason you do the podcast?
No, not at all. No. I can do that at home now.
Okay, good enough.
When I'm watching whatever's on.
I just...
BBC 4 on a Friday night, whatever music doc is on, learning all about Tubular Bells or whatever. Like, you know.
I'm starting to feel very self-conscious. I'm starting to feel like I was just drinking my weekends away.
Really?
Yeah. Because Friday night and then Saturday night and then podcast. And then I was drinking through the podcast.
That's fair. Well, I mean, you gotta
make sure I don't have a problem. You gotta be
the security guard of your own fucking psyche, like, you know.
Yeah, you do have to. You do have to be. Sorry, do I get... Oh, sorry, Fergus here.
Yeah, and I'm just... Yes, anyway.
I'm just shocked at your alcoholism.
I was a bit shocked at my alcoholism.
She's handling all those burning... banknotes on a Monday morning when we're lighting our cigars.
Since I started doing the job I'm doing now, I drink in the evenings more than I used to.
Get out of my draw.
Yeah.
But I do, like, I come home and
straw.
Have
it's like a, what do you call it, box?
You have a box of wine in your desk.
But I do have a couple of beers when I come home more than I ever did in any other point in my life. Now,
it's tough. It's a tough gig you're in.
Yeah. And it's just like your head.
You sounded
just
sarcastic. I didn't mean that.
No, but it's not like it's a difficult job. But your head is just fried by the time you get home. Like, you know.
See, it's not that easy.
Well, no, I suppose it is.
Mechanically, what you're doing, you can. Oh, here, I don't even want to. I don't. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, but I definitely drink more in the evenings than I used to.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Do you feel guilty about it?
I just feel like I feel myself going for like two or three beers after dinner and just I'm drinking them thinking I never used to do this, like what's different, like, you know.
Do you, would you drink like at home?
Yeah, I always I've done at the minute, but I would usually keep some bottles in the fridge, and I like when I draw, I love having a drink when I draw. I just have maybe two cans. Bottle of Nagin of vodka.
I know when I'm in the middle of the floor face down in my own vomit, I know that's enough. Yeah. It's the shorts from now on.
No, I just
Steve Green.
I think if you have a beer in the evening, it's okay. Some people won't do it at home, and they just, I don't know, they're afraid that it'll spiral out of control.
Well, see, now that's why I'm not drinking.
It's like having a
podcast anymore.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was telling people on Friday night about, do you remember we were at college and a chap who used to make little hash pipes?
It's ringing a bell. I don't...
The fanny pipes.
That's ringing a bell too. I don't... Why
oh
am
my
I...
God.
I'm spacing on this a little
we
bit.
We were at college with a guy who used to make out of clay.
Clay pipes.
Clay pipes.
Oh, of course, yeah.
For hash, but he made them so that they looked like vaginas.
Right.
Was
he
this
the grass? And, you know.
Who was this? Who I think it was?
Almost certainly.
Manus McManus
himself. Yes. Oh yeah, they looked kind of cool, but you couldn't. Like, I wouldn't. I'd be very embarrassed to take.
Do you
it
have
out.
One in your possession?
No, I do not. I should have, maybe I should have bought one off of my shop.
Bring that up and then not have one to produce. I brought the guitars. I want to see one of these pipes.
It's
a pipe that looks like a vagina. That's basically the same.
But it's not like a shape of a pipe then, is it?
Do you not remember these really?
No, I don't really. I remember him having pipes, but I don't remember I do not remember the vagina pipe.
It was like, what other pipes did he make?
I don't know.
There's only one pipe.
It's we're in like that shape, and then we
how did you
out
hold
there.
It and smoke with it?
Oh, okay. Oh, Nail I do remember
it now. Nail is acting this out.
Yeah, I'm acting it out, yeah.
Yeah, but to be fair, it wasn't unseemly. Like, it looked like...
it wasn't like fucking nosing the bean or anything. Like, it was there. It was in that shape. Except if you can imagine that all my fingers are like...
Bits.
A spread labia.
Oh, God. Jesus. There's another band name.
Spread labia.
Nah, I think I'll stick with cat lady.
Okay, right, I'm sorry. It was just, I didn't mean that to get so graphic. I genuinely didn't.
I just don't.
What?
I don't remember much of anything, really. It's a real issue at the minute.
And you're no looker. What's that from?
I don't know, actually. I don't remember.
I don't remember much. And you're no looker.
It definitely sounds like some kind of gangster thing.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Anyway, this is just the kind of shit we talk about here, Fergal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's things we don't remember, clearly.
I would have these conversations also, but I wouldn't
broadcast
let people hear them.
Wouldn't necessarily record them. I think we should be kind of winding down a little bit here.
Yeah, are we? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Once the vagina pipe gets brought up, you know, it's time for everybody to go to bed.
It's the problem with the vagina pipe, all right.
Thanks for taking the guitars over, Fergal.
Yeah, Fergal, that was amazing.
Imparting I was going to say wisdom, but a lot of it, you were like, well, it just kind of happened.
Yeah, I don't understand. I still don't understand.
I suppose there's years of trial and error and, you know.
That's allowed.
Swearing and blood and...
Yeah.
You know.
Still, that looks amazing. Stuff.
I really can't get over that.
Boring stuff.
I think you should try and do acoustic ones.
Is there anything about this guitar?
Well, Sinead's husband, he works professionally as a guy. Yeah. He builds acoustic guitars.
Yeah.
Really?
And he he's amazing at it.
It's a different art altogether.
It's a different art, and he'd be a lot more refined.
Is there anything about this bass when you're gigging that you go, oh, I hate it when it does that?
Or, yeah, the neck's too thick.
It is a pretty thick neck, but I thought that was just because it was a 5-string.
Yeah, because it's the first 5-string I built, so I didn't want to make the neck like, you know, like an ice cream wafer, and then it go all bandy. So,
alright.
If I was doing it again, I would have the neck shaved a lot there and more, because I'd have more confidence. I know what the truss rod can do to straighten it, so I would have a lot lighter neck.
Okay.
I actually considered stripping the neck and shaving it down a bit.
But the neck is like the whole body there.
Yeah, I know, but you'd just literally be going in by hand, and you'd be shaving that.
Just kind of playing it down.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you do for a bass then for your gigs? Would you have another one you could use, or?
I have six that are giggable. So, but no 5-strings. So I have a cool one that looks like a 335. It's a semi hollow, but I didn't build it the way you build an acoustic.
So okay.
It's not built the traditional way a 335 is built. It's built like an acoustic with the sides are bent. And then it's built like an acoustic guitar. If you get a dot or a, you know, like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's pretty interesting.
It looks like one. But it's heavy. And, it sounds good.
Fergal, thanks, man.
Thanks for coming over. This was fun. This was really interesting.
It was very interesting.
I
can't get over that.
I'll come back with more... Different stuff I made. I made different a giant guitar. Wooden spoon.
So how giant?
This guy gave me a big block of wood to make. He said, maybe you can make a guitar out of that.
And you told me you made a spoon.
And I was like, I'll take it. I took it home.
Were you trying to make a guitar?
No, he was told by someone that it was Apple.
Right.
And I was really interested, and it was covered in lots of grime and stuff. He said, it's in my shed like 15 years.
Right.
And I took it home, and I... took a slice off the side of it, and it was larch, which is
like
pine. It's no good. You can't make
a guitar out of it. Can't make a guitar out of pine.
No, and it was riddled with a lot of woodworm, so I immediately took it outside and sprayed it with lots of like stuff that kills woodworm.
I hear petrol does that.
Yeah, well, I just use spray and preserver.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm coughing.
You know what?
I breathed in some of the wood preserver. No, I took it in then. I was like, I can't make guitar out of this. So I was like, I should make something out of this. And it was a big block of wood, and I took it to the bandsaw and made a big
spoon.
Big wooden spoon.
And your child gets a bit older, you can flog the legs a bit. Yeah. Isn't that what wooden spoons are for? No one uses them for cooking.
That's
anything.
The dream.
I never got a wooden spoon.
It's the size
of
a baseball bat. Were you never the victim of a wooden spoon attack?
No.
A frenzied wooden spoon attack. It was always frenzied.
We used to get slapped, but no wooden spoon.
Yeah, no, the wooden spoon in our house was threatened more than it was actually presented, I think.
This is now the corporate punishment section of the...
Yeah, the last few seconds, things get really real, and then we just say goodbye and leave
my
people wondering.
My father's hand was like a shovel anyway, It was like wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon would have been
light.
A treat.
We cannot play here.
Well, I made the spoon as a decoration, not as a weapon.
Fair play.
So it's the size of the head was like bowl sized, so I use it for keys.
Nice thinking.
Mm. But it kept falling over.
So it's more of a bowl with a handle.
It's like a bowl with...
Oh my god, every spoon is a bowl with a handle. Isn't that mental?
Yes, you've just...
I just realised that.
Why are they called handle bowls?
It's just...
Yeah, come here, wrap this fucker up.
When you're making spoon related
I can't believe you just
revelations.
You just reinvented the spoon in your mind. thousands of years of evolution just went through your brain.
So if people want to, they can go to Facebook and look at pictures of your guitars.
Yeah, so we'll share something.
We'll put some on
certainly
on
we'll do
our
that.
Instagram page.
And they can see your art with those Weekly Planet guys.
I've got an Instagram and
it's probably the best place to go, actually, then, rather than people annoying the animals
that
listen to this podcast annoying you on Facebook.
I only recently started to use it, and I put up a couple of images.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
That's great. So thanks very much for coming over.
That was Fergal Quigley.
Pleasure.
So if you're looking him up on Instagram, is it at Fergal Quigley on Instagram, or is it something else?
Yeah, I think it's just Fergal Quigley. It's a unique enough name that I actually have. My Twitter handle is just Fergal Quigley.
Well, that's handy.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you imagine to be the Fergal Quigleys in Ireland, though?
There is, I think.
You got there first. So, yeah, you can check out Fergal's art and pictures of guitars, I would imagine. Or do you bother with the guitars on?
I have photos. I have some photos of things I built, so I must put up.
Check it out. All the answers are on Instagram to all of these questions I'm asking myself.
And all questions.
Of every question.
Yeah. So, thanks very much for listening. Next week, we'll do the swap we were going to do. What are we doing?
Fifth Head of Cerberus. And Grace of My Heart.
Exactly, yeah. Those two things for next week. So, I've been Danny O'Hanlon.
I've been Niall McCann.
And you've been...
Fergal.
He's been
Fergal. I'm new to this. My whole life I've been Fergal.
Alright guys, thanks very much for listening. Sorry for calling you animals, and see you next week. Who draws the crowd and plays so loud? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day to find you right, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You don't listen to the guitar.